Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Best time of year. So yesterday we had the sports equinox with all of the major sports in action. And then tonight, normally Tuesdays are not my favorite, Denton. But we do have a World Series game. It's game four between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays, and especially after the drama that we saw last night, because if you're tuning into the show, there is a good chance while you were sleeping, you missed a marathon affair between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers lasting 18 innings, and the Dodgers, walking it off via Freddie Freeman at the end, winning 6-5. But how much did you partake in the sports equinox? I will say I was very dialed in to Monday Night Football and the World Series. Other than that, I didn't really watch any other sports.
No, I didn't watch much else either. You know, we were at a, so we were doing a show locally. So obviously, Commanders played, super dialed into that. We're at a bar, and it was, the bar had a good amount of people there. It wasn't like packed to the gills or anything like that, but it was a good amount of people there, and it was funny. So this bar has probably, I would say conservatively, about 15 televisions, right? Like they have like the center console where the bar is. They got like, you know, four or five on each side of there. And then they have this big projector and all these things. 12 of them were on Monday Night Football. Three or two of them were on the World Series. And then one of them was, I don't know, they were like playing a movie or something, or playing some sort of NBA. But it was hilarious because 99% of the people in there were watching the Commanders and Chiefs. And then there was these two people that were just losing their mind at the World Series. And every now, there'd be like a commercial, and you just hear them go, "Oh, Ohtani!" And you're like, yep, all right, yep, going good over there. So I partook in those two things, and that's pretty much it.
See, it was, I think the power rankings were a little different for me, so I would have been one of those people watching the World Series. Like, I understand, because you were in D.C., that obviously they have to put the local team on, but I don't know, it's a World Series. And this game was so good to the point where I had it on the split screen on YouTube TV, but I had the audio on the World Series because I felt like the Commanders and Chiefs game, I could like watch out of the corner out of my eye, and I didn't really need the commentary as much. But
I would have turned off Troy Aikman too. Trust me, I wanted to be
really?
Like, hey. Oh my God. Yeah, there was a point in the game last night where Rashee Rice got a penalty because he threw the ball at Quan Martin. And I'm talking like he's probably 4 or 5 feet and pegs him right, basically right in the forehead with a football. And then Troy Aikman goes, he's like, well, Joe, you know, a ref was, you know, 10 yards behind. Maybe he was just throwing the ball to the ref. And I was like, no, Troy, he was not. He looked at him in the face, threw it at him, and it hit him literally right in the head. It was like point blank range. So I would have at times turned Troy Aikman off last night too.
Were you angry at all at the referees? I saw some dialogue on that last night.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't great, but Mahomes and the Chiefs scored three unanswered in the second half. Like, that wasn't all the officials. Yeah. You need to get a stop. You did really well in the first half doing that. You didn't do well in the second half doing that.
I think it's tough to, like, argue, like, the officiating cost you the game if, like, the game's not close.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
if it's, like, the final
game.
Play of the game. Yeah, so, like, I understand that. I think people just like to pile on when it comes to the Chiefs because, obviously, like, for the past few years, like, oh, the Chiefs get all the breaks, which there's a lot of ammo to that argument. But, again, last night's game was not especially close. So I was dialed in to the World Series. And one interesting tidbit before we move on to our handicap of this game, did you know that they almost ran out of baseballs last night? So apparently they rub up like 290 baseballs. But think about how many pitches are thrown and how many foul balls, how many balls leave the stadium. And, you know, pitchers want new baseballs every time they go out there because they check for like the sticky stuff and all that. So in the 18th inning, like, they were running low on baseballs. They almost had to send somebody out to get more baseballs because they almost ran out.
So Freddie Freeman's really a hero then for Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. He saved them from a massive PR crisis of how you run out of the one thing that's the most important in the game.
That's why you need a mom on staff. You would have been more prepared with snacks and extra balls. But again, 18 innings is probably not what they were expecting when they started that game. All right, so tonight's matchup between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays features Shohei Ohtani starting for the Dodgers, 2-0 this postseason with a 2.25 ERA, and Shane Bieber, who has been a bit up and down, is going for Toronto. He's 1-0 with a 4.38 ERA. The Dodgers, big favorites here, -190. Toronto, +155. And the total in this one sits at 8. So, first of all, from a betting standpoint, I feel like when you have these marathon games, there are a few things to look into as soon as you have one of these games. So, first off, for me, you go to the pitcher outs prop, and you say, okay, if these teams had to use, what, almost 20 pitchers last night, they are going to count on the starter to maybe go a little longer, especially when you're talking about the team that just won the game last night. So the Dodgers have the edge on this series, 2-1. So for me, the first thing I looked at, Denon, was Shohei Ohtani over his outs recorded. It's 17.5, which means he needs to go 6 innings, but it's just to -167. So that's not a number that I love betting. And here's the thing on outs props. Like, you can't go either direction. Like, that's the number you get, and that's the number that you have to bet. Shane Bieber is 14.5, but that is -174. So I feel like the books kind of sussed me out on that one, and they kind of know that that is a good bet, but you're going to have to pay a premium on it. But are there other angles that you look at when you see a game go way into extras? Do you say, hey, the team that won gets a ton of momentum, this is kind of a team of destiny type of thing? Or do you say, there's a reason this game went 18 innings, because these two teams are so evenly matched?
So this is a head versus a heart thing for me, because in my heart, I'm like, all right, well, the Dodgers, they're going to win now. Like, they're the best team. It's over. But the Blue Jays went effectively a full game without scoring. And there's no way that their offense doesn't explode today, in my mind. And I feel like the model that I would subscribe to is that I would always take the team that lost after a massive, you know, extra inning game. It would be a little different if it was they were going, you know, kind of blow for blow. Like, let's just say, you know, 6-5, but three of those runs, you know, came throughout the course of the 18 innings. But because they went with such a large gap, I feel like it would be smart to then lean in favor of Toronto to have some sort of offense. I love that you bring the pitcher out prop. That's my favorite pitcher prop to play. It's been that way for the entire season. It's been very profitable for me this entire season. I am, though, very curious as to what kind of leeway some of these guys are going to have, because, you know, Toronto used 9 last night. Los Angeles used 10. If you do get, you know, touched up a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit, do they give you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
a little bit of a longer leash, understanding that we just don't have that many arms to go to if we end up pulling you, you know, midway through the fifth inning.
Well, that's the handicap. That's the handicap that you use during the regular season. That's the handicap you use during the World Series. But it does get a little murky because these are still very meaningful games. So, like, if Ohtani is getting roughed up and he's given up a bunch of runs, they're probably going to take him out, you know, because you can't just let him, like, you know, twist away in the wind. But it doesn't feel like that's probably going to be the case for Ohtani. This is a really good hitting Blue Jays lineup, but the trend that I've noticed is that, okay, so Blake Snell was dealing coming into this series, and so was Tyler Glasnow. But the difference between Glasnow and Snell and Yamamoto is the fact that these Blue Jays hitters had not seen very much of Yamamoto. This was like one of the some of the batters had not ever faced him, as opposed to Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow, who each pitched for the Rays in the AL East. So a lot of these batters have played against them. So they have a big sample size, and the advantage goes to the batter when there is familiarity. So you look at Ohtani, and a lot of these Blue Jays batters have not faced him a ton. So he already has an advantage there. And plus, you look at the sample size, the way things are trending, Ohtani has been pitching very, very well. And here's the other thing. Like, we have seen this from Dave Roberts, is that if his starter is pitching really well, he's willing to let him stay in. Like, we've seen back-to-back complete games from Yamamoto. So I am not saying that, you know, that juice is great at minus 167, but maybe you can combine that with something else and you put it in a parlay, because I do think that is a very good angle.
I mean, honestly, the rate that he's going right now, you maybe take that and parlay it with a total bases prop, because he's just taking those by the dozen, it feels like. What would be more surprising to you tonight? If Shohei goes, I'm not going to say complete game, because if he goes a complete game and then also has success at the plate, I can't, my brain literally cannot comprehend something like that happening in 2025. But what would be more surprising to you if he does get to, let's just say, the seventh inning and he's dealing and he's having success at the plate, or if he gets roughed up and they need to pull him early? Because we did see in the early portion of, you know, getting him back into pitching, there were a couple of games to start where he didn't have it fully yet. Now, that was months ago. It's not fair to use that as a talking point for the prop, but I'm just, do you think that would that surprise you more if he does not perform well at the plate versus him potentially going seven or eight?
I think it would shock me less if he just has a down day batting, because we have seen that for the majority of the postseason. Like, I know he's had these, like, wild statistical anomaly games, but before some of those, like, he's had a relatively quiet postseason. Like, before some of those, like, he was, like, 1-for-22 or something. So that's not going to shock me as much. Like, it'll shock me, but not as much as pitching, where it feels like there is a lot less volatility. Because think about when you're hitting, too. Like, you can fly out to the warning track, and it counts the same as, like, a ground out to the pitcher, you know? So, like, even when you're making that hard connection, it still counts as an out and an over for your plate appearance. I think if you're betting on total bases on Ohtani, though, this is something to watch for. Ohtani got walked, what, five times end the game?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the Blue Jays will even pitch to him, which is tough when he is your leadoff batter and you're like, hey, here's a free pass, especially with some of those batters in the lineup behind him. I don't know. I don't think they'll walk him every single time, but it is something to note, because walks do not count for total bases.
Right. Which has been killer for me at times, because I used to do that with, like, James Wood in D.C. I've done it with Shohei. So that's a great point that you bring up, though, that, you know, you have to take into consideration if you did want to parlay those two things together. He is just, like, I don't know. Not that they had a lot of sleep, the Toronto Blue Jays, because they literally played until, like, 3 a.m. Eastern time this morning. But this has to keep them up at night as to how you deal with him. Because you either immediately have a guy on base, as you mentioned, and you walk him immediately, or you run the risk of the best baseball player on the planet doing what he does best, which is just crush your hopes and dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. But all that to be said, that there are some Blue Jays players that are tough to deal with as well. Because I've said this a million times, but Vladdy Jr. is having one of the best postseasons we've seen in quite some time. He's hitting 416. this postseason. So if there's anybody who is fully capable of going off, it's certainly Vladdy Jr. And eventually we will probably see the Dodgers bullpen, which I know kept the Blue Jays scoreless for hours last night. But it feels like this Blue Jays lineup is just too good to be kept down for too long. It's a lineup averaging over 6 runs a game this postseason. I will say this, big blow is not having George Springer for this game. I'm assuming he's not going to play, but who knows? It's the World Series because he was injured in the 7th inning last night. But I will say this as well. If you're thinking about the Blue Jays and you're like, oh, they're going to be tired, you know, maybe they don't have the energy in this game. This still feels like a very young team to me. And you know the thing about young people, sleep isn't as necessary as it is for old people. And I know this has been a headline throughout the World Series is, I don't know if you saw this, but Addison Barger of the Blue Jays slept on one of his teammates' couches before game one of the World Series. And he had a huge game. So it just goes to show that, like, sometimes the situation does not matter. When it's the World Series, especially if you're young, I don't know if the sleep even matters.
No, and as you're so ramped up on adrenaline, coffee, Red Bull, whatever. I'm expecting a big game, though, from Vladdy tonight. You know, we've talked about this. He is your superstar. And I do think that the reason that I am backing Toronto, and I might do something crazy. We got it like 90 minutes for me to decide. I might just have Toronto on the money line tonight, Chelsea. But I feel like he is so good. He is your meal ticket. I think he is going to be the one that really has a great performance tonight. I think the legend, we've all known who Vladdy Jr. is, obviously. He comes with the name recognition. He's already got the big contract in Toronto. But I feel like the legend of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has really been born over the last couple of weeks. And I do think he gives us another performance tonight where you continue the birth and the growth of that legend.
Right, because legends are born in October. Like, as great as a regular season player as you want to be, like, there is a reason why I feel like Mike Trout's career has kind of had a ceiling when it comes to marketability. Like, as far as tools go, like, if you talk to any Major League Baseball player, they'll say, yeah, that guy's an absolute freak. But because the Angels have not been in the postseason, I just feel like people just don't recognize him as much just because it hasn't been the October heroics that we're now seeing with Vladdy Jr. If you're looking for some options there, over hits, runs, RBIs, over 1.5 for Vladdy Jr. is -112. I like that quite a bit. Maybe one of the many plays I'll play in tonight's Game 4 between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Coming up next, time to switch gears to the NFL. It's a teaser Tuesday after the break on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.